We're in the garden this hour of the Rosie on the House weekly radio broadcast, but physically we're sitting at Ben Avery Shooting Range in North Phoenix off of Carefree Highway just west of I-17. If you're looking for an outdoor experience for the family, this is the place to be. It's going to open up here shortly, 9 o'clock, half hour from now. They have plenty of food vendors, plenty of water. Come prepared. It's ain't a cloud in the sky above me. So bring a hat, bring some sunscreen, and bring a good pair of walking shoes. There is cowboy mounted shooting, but they are doing a lot. You know, they're on their horse. So I wouldn't wear your cowboy boots on. I'm not exactly sure where we're sitting. We're kind of at the very end of it, near this outdoor camping skills booth and the BB gun shooting. Dad, have you seen this map yet? You know what we're next to right here? The Dillon minigun. That's a Gatling gun mounted to a helicopter. So if you hear some rapid fire going off a little bit later, don't be alarmed.
I think I'll be alarmed.
Yeah, really? Seriously? Who picked this location?
It wasn't me. But I would doubt that is open for public use, but it'd be fun to see it in action, that's for sure. But you got plenty of fishing events and just about every type of ATV, RV.
OHV.
Yes, it's here. So it's open today until 5 o'clock, tomorrow until 4. Free parking, free admission. Let's get to our call. So next on the line, I believe, is Kathy with a fruit tree question at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, first of all, for taking my call. I have a four-year-old apricot tree, and I water it about every 8 to 10 days with my pond water. I have a well, and I have a big koi pond, and I don't put chemicals in the koi pond. It's naturalized. And I have all my fruit trees lined up in a row, and I water them all with the pond water. This one particular fruit tree drops its fruit. It'll put fruit on, and when it's getting close to being ripe, it will drop a lot of its fruit. Do you have any ideas why that tree would be doing that? It looks healthier than that.
Well, how close to being ripe do you think it is, or is it dropping them when they're still pretty small and green?
They're still green, pretty much. They're about half ripened.
What month or what time of year would you say they're falling off?
It'll start next month, I think.
Probably next month. They'll be putting on now, and then next month sometime they'll start just dropping off.
Do you know what variety it is?
I don't.
Well, you know, one of the things that can happen is, and it sounds like this is getting past that, but a lot of times people think things have actually set a fruit, and what's really falling off is just the modified fruit of the ovary of the flower. Hasn't really actually pollinated and set a fruit. But if they're the size of a, you know, like a quarter or thereabouts, and then they're falling off, my guess is it might just be a variety that's not well suited for here. It may be too late a variety, and it's not gonna mature and ripen because it gets too hot for it. A lot of times those fruits will just hang on the tree and get green and never complete their ripening process because it's just gotten too hot for them. I'd almost guess that that's what it is, that it, you know, it just happens to be a variety that's not going to work here. The tree is healthy, it's blooming, it's setting fruit, everything's perfect except the fruits just don't ever mature. Yeah, that would be the only thing that I could think of that's causing that, is the fact that it just isn't a proper variety for us.
We appreciate the call. It's hard to know, you know, once you plant something, it kind of grows on you, and you want to plant something else, and then you want to plant something else, and you want to plant something else. Well, if I've got this variety, well, I'm going to try a different variety, and you can find just about any kind of variety you want at a lot of different nurseries, but just because they sell it, it may not be the right one for you. That's a different challenge.
And there's two kind of components to winter stone fruits, deciduous fruit trees. You know, number one is chill hours. We don't get very many winter chill hours here. So, you know, you got to make sure it's a low chill requiring variety. But the second component of that is, when does the fruit actually ripen? And if we have fruits that don't ripen until maybe early fall or late summer, they're going to have a hard time here, because those fruits are going to be hanging on there when it's 110 degrees, and they're typically not going to make it if that's the case. Most all of our stone fruits or those types of deciduous bearing fruit trees need to be harvested, you know, probably by early July, maybe mid-July or into July. But you know, you start getting things that are August and September ripeners, they have a hard time here.
We appreciate the call. I hope that gives you a little direction. Next was a text question on hibiscus. The texter wants to know, will it grow in pots, or are they better off planting them in the ground?
And then she wanted to know, if either way, how would you fertilize those?
Okay, well, the first question, they do great in pots. In fact, hibiscus might do better in pots than in the ground. They like good drainage. They're pretty tropical. Most tropical things don't like heavy clay soils, and so they do tremendously well in pots. They are heavy feeders. Hibiscus, whether they're in a pot or in the ground, are heavy feeders, and things in pots have to be fed more frequently than things in the ground do, because you're watering them more frequently. That good drainage means that you're also leaching your nutrients out of the root zone of the plant more frequently. So if you're going to grow it in pots, it needs to be fed even more frequently than if it's growing in the ground. Things in pots, you probably want to use a more soluble type fertilizer, whether it's, you know, purely water soluble or a liquid or something like that. Either way, that has to be done. Using dry type fertilizers in pots can be a little bit risky, because they can burn. But something like biofeed or Fertilome water solubles, or you know, a liquid like fish emulsion or biofeed, those would all work great for potted hibiscus, or anything in pots for that matter.
And what do y'all have going on today, Harpers? What are people going to get to learn?
Well, it's our first Saturday, so that means it's hot dogs and horticulture. So we're going to feed you a free hot dog at Harper's today. We're also kind of celebrating this month our 71st anniversary of being in business. And we kind of passed on the idea of giving a 71% discount. Thought that was just a little more than we could afford to do. A little steep. So we added 7 plus 1, that came to 8. Right, so we're giving $8 off any purchase of 20 or more. It's also our 8th decade of being in business, and quite frankly, we just thought we'd have a celebration. The Harper boys are all going to be there. You got a question, a leaf, the plant that's not doing well, even a landscape little sketch or something, you want some help where to plant something, we're just going to have an all-day Ask the Harpers celebration today at 2529 North Hayden Road. That's just south of Thomas on Hayden.
And that starts about
9:30, 10 o'clock, and usually the grill gets fired up about 11:30, and we're good to go.
And let's talk vegetable gardening. We've got our tomatoes in. I know last week you'd mentioned that you were kind of getting late for that, but there's still plenty of time for. You may even get multiple plantings in for some of your zucchinis and melons.
Well, all the squashes and cucumbers and melons, you're right on time now for those. Things like okra and eggplant, you can plant well into the summer. So there's still lots of things that you can be doing in your garden. And that's good, because a lot of times, you know, the winter stuff is still looking good. You don't want to pull that up if you've got chard or spinach or lettuces that are still going strong. You know, as those kind of poop out, you know, there's really good hot weather choices, whether it's sweet potatoes or okra or Malabar spinach or those things that come on later into the summer that you can be planting in with when your leafy winter vegetables all finally kind of cave in.
I would be impressed if anyone had them left. Ours Ours, we took very good care of it, man. They wilted and burned up about a month ago.
Oh, I've still got lots of chard and kale and onions, green onions and things like that. So it depends on the exposure of your garden as well.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you to join the conversation.
Jay, I got a text question here for you.
At 411-923, you can text
right.
as well.
That's right. They want to cover a view fence, which I'm not exactly sure what a view fence is, with a vine. And they wanted a suggestion on one that would take full sun and doesn't produce a ton of litter.
Okay.
They're looking for a perfect plant.
Yeah, a lot of times a view fence are those wrought iron slatted, you know, they've got maybe a cinder block or a block and stuccoed base to it that comes up maybe a couple of feet, and then there's sections of wrought iron or slatted fence in between columns or pillars. That's what I would understand a view fence to be. And so things like cat claw, tangerine beauty cross vine, those would be my first two choices that aren't high litter. The blooms are pretty heavy. When they do flower, they fall pretty much straight down onto the ground, and they're pretty easy to clean up. They're also self-clinging, so they'll wrap and attach to the slats or to the column or to the fence on their own and don't need much maintenance as far as tying up.
If you plant a cat claw, just plan on always having a cat claw.
Well, yeah, people bring that up, and I said, well, why would you plant something if you ever were planting? If your long-term goal is to get rid of it, then why are you planting it anyway?
are really cool. They just take off.
Yeah, it's a good, and they're in full bloom right now. So if people see these big yellow trumpet-shaped flowers on vines that are clinging to the side of a house or something, that's cat claw.